taking us to Hot Fuzz 7 on a Friday. It's the grooves of Jeremy Loops, Till I Found You, and you found it right here on your local station, live from the heart of Bolito. Loving the local sounds. And speaking of local sounds, we've got a local interview coming your way. Right after our surf report, our ocean update, I told you I'd be giving you a word on the property forecast, an update on the market. Well, I won't be giving it to you. When it comes to things like this, we turn to the experts. And this morning, the expert in studio with me is the man behind Pam Golding Bolito, franchise owner and principal. David Cameron is on the mic with coffee. Hey, always welcome with a cup of coffee, Dave.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Good morning. Very good, thank you. How are you?
Well, all the better for a cup of coffee on a Friday. Thank you, my friend. And all the better for having you in the house to give us a read on where things are heading as the seasons start to change, as we get ready for spring. I want to know if the market has been springing, and I believe, I mean, obviously, when it comes to residential, Pam Golding, top of mind, but I've noticed that you've been getting involved in some local commercial property projects as well, and so I wanted to find out from you, what are you seeing happening on the commercial side, and maybe what opportunities do you think are starting to emerge?
Yeah, I actually think commercial is one of the biggest gaps on the North Coast at the moment. Residential property has been running ahead at a phenomenal rate, but commercial infrastructure hasn't quite caught up yet. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing more people living here permanently, more businesses relocating here, growing demand for neighborhood retail, medical, hospitality, offices, mixed-use developments. There's some exciting developments in the pipeline, particularly around the Salt Rock north, further north of Salt Rock. But I think there's still real opportunity for developers to catch up with the residential growth. For me, that's where the next commercial opportunity lies.
I tell you what, as a parent of a very young kid, I think there's some more opportunities in the sort of play area space. We can never have too many, especially ones that are sort of weather friendly, not weather dependent. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of new developments on the North Coast. There's no secret there. Putting a huge emphasis on lifestyle and design and amenities. And from your perspective, how much does the design and the overall feel of a property influence whether a buyer actually decides to pull the trigger and purchase?
Yeah, look, I think it's hugely important. Buyers aren't just buying square meters anymore. They're buying a lifestyle. So, you know, when it comes to design, views, light, flow of the home, the way it connects to the outdoors can absolutely be the difference between someone walking away or making an offer. Yeah. The key for me, if your property's on the market and you want to capture a buyer, you need to present it in such a way that it combines good architecture with the coastal lifestyle. So this gives you the best possible chance to hook that buyer.
Okay. And from a sort of trends perspective, just my impression is that there seems to be a kind of a shift that's been taking place over the last couple of years, maybe sort of post-COVID. Architecture of the home itself, obviously, when you think about what it encompasses, but also outdoor spaces, natural light, maybe work from home areas, sort of dedicated spaces for that. Is there a particular trend overall that you think is helping properties sell faster or maybe stand out from the competition at the moment?
I think there's two points to touch on. For me, it's the indoor-outdoor living. It plays to our weather elements, which is a huge part of why people are attracted to the KZN North Coast. Practical space, good entertainment, homes that feel connected to the environment are really standing out. What also are seeing is the work from home space, because people want that flexibility. So ultimately, the homes that sell are the ones that make you feel easy to live in. Beautiful, functional, and designed around how people actually live.
Okay, and therefore, you know, work as well, if you're sort of dividing your time. This is a question now that I really have been wanting to pose to a property professional, and because I've got you here, I want to find out. This idea of the open house, you know, open houses have traditionally been like a really big part of the property industry. But now, in the current 2026 moment, in a world where buyers can virtually view properties on their screens and you know, you got drone footage and even some really cool sort of 3D walkthrough stuff starting to emerge as quite common. Are open houses kind of are they still happening? Are they still relevant? And do you think they still work?
Absolutely. It's a really good question. And I personally still think show houses have a place in the market because property is emotional. You can't always replicate that with an experience online.
You can't get a smell online. Yeah.
So for me, a show house is just another opportunity to expose the property to the market. Importantly, it tells you a story. Who comes through? What do they respond to? What are they saying? What is the market telling you? And if actually nobody arrives, that also is telling you something.
Yeah.
It could be price, it could be position, it could be timing in the market. So I don't think show houses are outdated. I think there's definitely another, I mean, it adds as another valuable tool in understanding the market and getting the property sold.
There you go. Obviously, there are many variables that go into, you know, concluding a successful sale, and having the right property professional, the right team in your corner is kind of indispensable, and having a strategy developed then by that professional, it might include an open house or a show house, a show day. But looking at the North Coast as a whole, is there one area of the property market that you think people should really be paying more attention to right now, and whether that's in the residential space, commercial maybe, or I don't know, investment property even?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'd be watching the broader investment and commercial opportunity around the North Coast's population growth. Residential is obviously performing strongly, but wherever more people are moving into the area, that in itself creates demand for everything around it. So retail, office, healthcare, hospitality, and services, I think that is the next layer of growth. For me, it's where the opportunities lie. I think it's quite interesting. I'm keen to see that unfold.
Well, hey, listen, at this moment and for the foreseeable rest of the year ahead, people always want to know, what kind of market is it? Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? Is it going to shift anytime soon? Mm-hmm. What's your read right now?
Look, I think where we're seeing things now at the moment is good stock is hard to come by. Good sellable price stock. We're in a seller's market. Yeah, where the prices are a little bit higher on the commercial on the coastline. Everybody wants to get the highest possible price for their prize asset. We understand that, but often you need to be realistic in how you approach it, and the market generally tells you what your price is worth. I mean, as estate agents and professionals, you kind of come in with a strategy and a price point. So does your seller, but ultimately the market dictates what that price point is going to be.
Yeah, you'll see. If you're not getting bites, then something needs to be tweaked probably. Yeah,
absolutely.
And, you know, right now, we are kind of having this conversation in a year that is a kind of a milestone year for Pam Golding as a brand. Pam Golding Bolito, part of the picture. For anyone who is considering getting in touch to help move a property or to find the ideal property for them, why should they consider getting in touch with you and the Pam Golding team right now? Why has there never been a better time?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a loaded question, so I need to be careful of how I answer this. But with PGP turning 50 and locally turning 30, it really has the credibility of a powerful brand. You know, it's not a fly-by-night operation, and it's got great systems and processes in place. But more importantly, it's the people that drive those systems and processes. So in a market that is very, very cluttered and loud, connection is probably our biggest asset. Yeah. Having relationships and being connected to the community, being connected to the people on the ground, and more importantly, offering the right kind of advice for our clients.
Well, here you go. And you've been getting some free hints and advice on your Friday morning drive. You've been getting it from the man behind the Pam Golding Bolito franchise owner and principal, Dave Cameron. Mm-hmm. And Dave, it's always cool to connect with you and to pick your brain and to find out where things are heading. You've obviously got your finger on the pulse, you and your team. And for someone who is now excited to have that conversation, where can they find you? Where are you based on the KZN North Coast?
Well, our offices are based in Sage Center.
Salt Rock.
Salt Rock, that's where it is. Yeah, no, it's a great environment. We can also be found on social media at Pam Golding Bolito. Basically reach out to us, connect with us, reach out to me directly if you even want to have a conversation, just to connect.
Awesome. I can vouch for Dave's coffee rustling abilities. That's a good job. And we'll definitely be having another chat again real soon on a Friday morning, my friend. Thanks for setting us up for the weekend and wishing you an exciting chunk ahead with spring just around the corner.
Yeah.
Let's spring into action. What do you say?
Thanks, Mark. Thanks very much for everybody, and happy Friday.
You heard it on 88 FM. Bringing you back to the music. Here's John Mayer saying he still feels like your man. 20 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour. It's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Belize.